From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A powerful suicide blast in a hospital complex in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta Monday killed more than 60 people and wounded at least 160 others, according to witnesses and police. Hospital officials say that more than two dozen of those wounded are in critical condition and fear the death toll could rise. Most of the victims are lawyers. The blast occurred shortly after dozens of lawyers had gathered in Quetta's civil hospital to protest and mourn the killing of a provincial bar association's president in an early morning drive-by shooting by unknown gunmen. A splinter faction of the extremist Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for both the killing of the Bar Association president and the subsequent deadly bombing. Unknown armed men have kidnapped two foreigners thought to be a U.S. citizen and an Australian in the Afghan capital of Kabul. The two are believed to be employees of the American University of Afghanistan. A local police official in the area who requested anonymity told VOA's Afghan service that men disguised in National Security Forces uniforms kidnapped the foreigner Sunday night. The U.S. State Department said in a statement that it's aware of reports of a U.S. citizen kidnapped in Kabul, but did not provide any more information. The fight for Syria's northern city of Aleppo has intensified, with opposition groups pledging to pour in more fighters and fully capture the strategic area. Meanwhile, pro-government forces have responded to rebel gains with more airstrikes. The push comes after rebels broke a three-week government siege of Aleppo. The United Nations, meanwhile, estimates that 250,000 people are trapped in Aleppo. This is VOA News. Day three of the Rio Olympics will feature medal events in gymnastics, swimming, fencing, women's rugby, judo, and more. There are first-timers also debuting on day three. Ibtihaj Muhammad, the first U.S. Olympian to compete while wearing a hijab, will take her turn for her Olympic debut. She's ranked second in the United States and 12th worldwide. Rugby is also making its Olympic debut as well. The top four women's sevens teams are to compete for gold medals, among them Canada, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. You can follow more details about the Rio Olympics at voanews.com. Meanwhile, the entire Russian team has been banned from the Paralympic Games in September. It's punishment for the country's systematic doping program that extends well beyond the partial ban imposed on Russian athletes who wanted to compete in the current Summer Olympics. Philip Craven heads the International Paralympic Committee.
The Russian Paralympic Committee is currently unable to ensure compliance with and the enforcement of the IPC's anti-doping code and the World Anti-Doping Code within its own national jurisdiction.
Again, that is Philip Craven. Meanwhile, Russia says it plans to appeal. The Japanese emperor has expressed concern about his ability to carry out his duties fully as he ages. The voice you hear here is Emperor Akihito. He made the remarks in a rare video message delivered to the public on national television. It followed recent media reports that he will abdicate in the coming years. The 82-year-old monarch did not explicitly refer to abdication in his address. Delta Airlines said Monday a worldwide grounding of its flights has been lifted and its planes will resume taking off on a limited basis. The airline said cancellations and delays will continue because of the more than three-hour halt caused by a computer breakdown. It blamed the problem on a power outage at its hub in Atlanta. The outage did affect flights globally, according to a London-based spokeswoman for the airlines. Russia said Monday it's launched legal proceedings against U.S. tech giant Apple over the alleged fixing of retail prices for iPhones in the country. The Russian antitrust authority, in a statement, cited legislation banning businesses from setting up cartels or making agreements that limit competition. Meanwhile, it is identified that resellers' prices coincide with other iPhone models. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.